What's the deal with this?
Deal? What are you saying?
Deal.
Deal?
I don't see what the big deal is, you know? It's not that great.
Good deal. You won't regret it.
What's the deal, son? What do you have going?
All right, look, here's the deal.
What do you say we make this deal?
While smaller companies are seeing a lot of new options for distributed office space, or could pick up a couple of offices at a WeWork, eventually they get big enough and have to find a bigger office, which can be a challenge for an early stage CEO. Finding that space is a whole other story, outside of just searching on Google and crossing your fingers. That's why Jonathan Wasserstrom, Justin Lee, and Aaron Sussman started Squarefoot, which looks not only to create a hub for these vacant offices, but also have the systems in place, including brokers, to help companies eventually land that office space. Eventually, companies, as they grow, have to graduate into increasingly larger and larger spots. But there's a missing sweet spot for mid-stage companies that are looking for space but don't necessarily have the relationships with those big office brokers just yet, and instead are just looking through a friend of a friend. Today on the show, I'm speaking with Jonathan Wasserstrom, CEO and co-founder of Squarefoot. Squarefoot is a New York-based commercial real estate technology company that provides online real estate search and concierge services. I'm your host, Ryan Cox, managing partner at Founders Grove Capital. And welcome to The Real Estate Innovators, the podcast that explores innovation in commercial real estate with technology, design, and development. We celebrate the companies and innovators who are changing the business of commercial real estate and are inspiring the future of how we work, live, and play. I asked Jonathan about his background and what led to the founding of Squarefoot.
So I grew up in Houston, wound up at DC after college, first doing economic consulting, and then was at JLL for several years on the capital market side there doing international stuff, which was awesome. Moved to New York for business school at Columbia, and shortly after that started, I got a call from a friend of mine who at the time was looking for space for his last company, and he said, "Hey, just went online to try and find space. I can't find space. Why the hell not?" And then that's kind of when the light bulb went off for us. Let's try and fix that. Really starting first and foremost with that space discovery process, which is you're looking for space. You should be able to access inventory the same way when you go to look to buy a house or fly somewhere. You have discovery platforms for that. Kind of long story short, we saw that in addition to that, the space discovery process, people actually need help with the transaction itself. So we went ahead and built out a transactions team, essentially brokers, to do all those deals. And then for every step of the process, we build technology that makes everybody's life more easy, enjoyable, and efficient.
With untold numbers of commercial real estate brokers looking to work with tenants to find space, I asked Jonathan about the gap in the market, which allowed Squarefoot to take off.
Interestingly enough, there actually aren't good places to go and look at listings. So on the residential side, you have Zillow. That really doesn't exist for commercial. Zillow obviously doesn't do commercial themselves, and there's not a Zillow equivalent for commercial real estate. To your point, right, there's a whole hell of a lot of brokers out there. They don't really have websites, even the brokerages. I used to work at JLL. I'm a big fan of theirs, and head of real estate here. Used to work at Cushman, big fan of theirs. If you go to their websites, if you try really hard, you can find listings, but you're only going to see their listings. So you as a prospective tenant, that's really not that much fun. It'd be like you need to fly from here to Chicago and you can only go to United's website, first off, if you know United exists, and then you have to go to Virgin's website, again, if you know Virgin exists, and then you have to go to 10 other places, again, if you know they exist. So one of the things that we do here, right, at Squarefoot is aggregate all of those disparate sources.
Working to provide greater transparency and access of available space for tenants, I asked Jonathan about Squarefoot's relationship with the brokerage community.
Generally favorable. As with any sort of change, there's always discomfort around it. But look, if you're at fill-in-the-blank brokerage and you're representing an asset on the leasing side, agency landlord work, it's your job to make sure that people are leasing space there. Squarefoot is a fantastic way to get eyeballs on your building, and not just eyeballs on your building like a lot of places, but actually tours through the space and closed transactions. At the end of the day, your asset manager is going to be a whole lot happier if you're closing transactions. And you play this kind of thought experiment, which is, hey, Joe, do you think you're going to lease more space if people looking for space know about it, or if people looking for space don't know about it? And I think we know what the answer there is. That doesn't mean that it's been an easy process getting everybody to realize that. And quite honestly, it doesn't mean that everybody realizes that yet. But it's really just a matter of time. So we have this kind of bullshit cliche thing, which says the demand side, right, the people looking for space are demanding change, and it's now incumbent upon the supply side to start supplying it. And it'll, you know, it's been a process for sure over the last several years, but you're getting closer and closer to a tipping point where it's really just an absolute no-brainer for everybody to be playing with us.
As tenants gain access to a wider array of space using SquareFoot's platform, I asked Jonathan how SquareFoot is improving the process for tenants and landlords with their technology.
This is all like a whole bunch of thought experiments that have actually played out pretty well, right? Which is, if you're looking for space, what is your first instinct? The answer, by and large, is to go online and Google it, right? Chelsea office space in New York or downtown office space, wherever. So we want to be there, right? So that's where we put ourselves at the top of that funnel, so to speak. And then when somebody inquires, you know, first off, somebody can actually see the inventory, right? Which is extremely beneficial to them as a prospective tenant. They can start getting smart on the market. More importantly, it's important for that landlord because it starts getting their name and their billing out in front of the person who's actually looking. You know, we have brokers. We're big fans of brokers. We're not trying to remove brokers. We just think brokers should be marketing their space more broadly, which includes outside of the brokerage community, which is how it's historically been done. So again, somebody's on our site, they can see everything, and then they inquire. At that point, we're starting to have a conversation with them about what they're looking for, and then we start showing them properties. At that point, we're looking like a tenant broker, essentially. That's ultimately how we make money on closed transactions, representing tenants as they look for office space. You know, later this year, we'll be launching a product and service offering for landlords, where we can work with landlords to represent them. We haven't done that yet, so we're really looking forward to launching that. And if there's any landlords out there listening, we'd be happy to have a conversation about that and kicking it off.
Beyond providing greater access to available spaces, I asked Jonathan about the additional services that SquareFoot is providing to tenants.
Yep, that's exactly right. So somebody inquires, we have a team that kind of vets to make sure that they're real and make sure that we're a good resource for them. And then they get handed off to a member of our transactions team, a broker. And our brokers are doing essentially all the good things a traditional broker does and hopefully none of the bad. So, you know, we're showing them spaces. We're walking around town with them, showing them spaces. We're helping them decide what good looks like for them. Helping narrow down, submitting offers, negotiating offers, negotiating leases, and signing paperwork. And throughout that process, also making sure that they're set up with everything else they need for their space, whether that's movers or telecom or furniture or anything else. We like to say we take a very holistic view of that leasing process, because decision maker wakes up one morning and says, okay, it's time for me to start looking for office space. Yes, incumbent in that is needing the four walls, but it's also everything else, right? So we want to make sure that we provide solutions for all of those.
Once a tenant has identified potential sites and contacted SquareFoot, they begin to work with a member of SquareFoot's tenant rep team. I asked Jonathan about their tenant rep platform and how they are attracting talent to SquareFoot.
So in New York, brokers all work for us. Look outside this conference room now, there's about a dozen of them. In other markets, we have partner relationships that over time will, you know, I guess vertically integrate once we have enough demand to justify that. We haven't really done much in other markets. You know, we've wound up closing transactions in most of the top 20 markets already, but they've been kind of ones and two, like one-offs and two-offs, not like a concerted effort. Whereas, like, you know, we closed most of 50 transactions in the first quarter here in New York. We didn't do that much across the other 50 markets in total. Over time, as we launch new markets, we'll start having more than just partners on the ground, but people that you know, are on our team.
As deals are being executed outside of the core market of New York or where there are affiliates, I asked Jonathan about how SquareFoot is partnering to get deals done on behalf of their clients.
So we look at them like extensions of our office here. Sometimes there's kind of two buckets that falls into. One is, you know, we have a client here in New York who needs a second or third office elsewhere, and we're great with that. We're a slightly more involved participant there not because we want to control the relationship, but more because we know what the client's looking for. And then in other instances where it's just, somebody kind of inquiring in Milwaukee, we're more hands off there.
With the growing list of tenants and leases completed, I asked Jonathan about the feedback they have received from tenants and brokers.
Yeah, we have more than 500 clients who have happily closed space with us. So that's a sign that it's working. And we have more than a couple handfuls of those who have come back multiple times for multiple spaces. We have multiple handfuls of those who tell us when their friend's looking for space. So that speaks to the level of quality, level of service that we bring to the process. I think landlords like working with us. An interesting thing about how we've architected our transactions team, they're not as, they're focused on closing transactions. They're not focused on, they're focused on making the process go as smoothly as possible, which is a bit of a euphemism maybe. But they're not ultimately commission driven in the way a lot of other brokers are. And that's just how we set up our compensation structure here, which I think, at least based on all the surveys we've done, makes for much happier clients, tenants looking for space. And also means that because of that, just is a much more enjoyable process for all parties concerned. And then the other big party concerned, obviously, is the landlord. I think if you did a straw poll of landlords that we work with, which is every landlord in the city, I think they like our guys. At least that's the feedback I've gotten when I run into them at real estate events. Hey, Catherine was just in here last week, or Oliver was in here last week. Great team you have there.
I asked Jonathan to discuss the benefits of a fee-based brokerage model for tenants, brokers, and landlords.
To the landlord, nothing, right? To a landlord, we charge the same amount that any other broker does, because there's no real reason for us to compete on price there, because if you own a building and I work at JLL and whatever, Catherine, one of our brokers that works at Square Foot, you're not going to pick the deal I bring you or the deal that Catherine brings you based on who's charging a lower commission. You're going to pick the deal that you want to do with the tenant that you want to be in your building for the next 3 or 5 or 10 years. So to the landlords from an economic perspective, no difference. Tenants aren't paying anything anyway, so they continue to not pay anything. Although because we are so much more efficient than everybody else, there's some extra shekels to go around that we're happy to use as part of move-in packages that we pull together, customized for every client. And then for the brokers, because they're not the ones out there going and winning the business, first off, that takes off half of the time of a traditional broker who spends half their time prospecting, which means our brokers can focus on deal closing, which is what most of them, in general, that's the part of the business people like. You need to be able to win business in order to close business, but it's all about closing the business. And then by compensating people salary bonus instead of straight commission, you are able to have slightly less pushy salespeople, which is kind of one of the indictments that you hear not too infrequently from people who go through this process. This broker was pushing me to close a deal at this space, which was more than I needed, because he's ultimately compensated based on how much and how long and how big. How expensive. It's funny, this was probably 8 months ago, talking to a landlord broker in the city, and I said, who's the best, what tenant brokers have you been working with recently that you like? Because we're always thinking of, from a recruiting perspective, and he mentioned a name whose name I clearly am not going to mention. And he said, I don't know. He's, he's easy to work with, and for some reason, he's always able to convince his clients that they need a 10-year deal. And this particular broker, most of his business is kind of high growth tech companies, which is not exactly the type of client you would imagine is best suited for a 10-year deal. But because this broker gets compensated more for the more space they take for the longer term, you have a bunch of people in space who have taken on more space than they need for longer term than they probably need. So We try to remove that incentive structure, which we then think makes for a much more pleasant process all around.
Squarefoot's fee-based model allows the group to deliver additional amenities and services for tenants. I asked Jonathan to discuss the add-ons that Squarefoot is able to provide.
So we customize, it's something that we're in the early stages of formalizing, you know, so a lot of testing still to be done there, but where we have a bunch of like partner relationships with essentially anything that you need for your space, whether it's movers or furniture or telecom or insurance or, you know, the list goes on. And through those partner relationships, we're able to get kind of beneficial rates for our clients. So we're happy to pull all that together. You know, some people need furniture and some people, because, you know, they left their furniture at their old space, which is pretty common. And, you know, some people spent the fortune on furniture at their last space, so they're bringing it with them. Long story short, there's, we customize each package based on what that specific client needs for their space.
Transparency and access are in high demand. I asked Jonathan about Squarefoot's growth opportunities in 2018.
Yeah, I mean, we're really just getting started. You know, we had a nice year last year, had a good first quarter this year. Like I mentioned, it was just under 50 transactions here in the first quarter in New York, which we're happy with. It's a good number, but 50 transactions is a drop in the bucket here in New York. Quite frankly, it's a drop in the bucket in most markets, which speaks to then other markets that become interesting is there's just a whole bunch of leasing transactions that get done, and we want to be involved in a bigger percentage of them. And that's what we have our eyes set on.
The traditional real estate brokerage model is being disrupted on all sides by commercial real estate technology. I asked Jonathan about who he sees as direct competition and what sets Squarefoot apart from its competition.
I don't see too competitive of a landscape in the brokerage side, quite frankly. There's clearly all the big incumbents, right? So I talked about we did 50 transactions and we were happy with that. There are hundreds of transactions that happen that we're not involved with. So I'm not going to be the idiot or the asshole that said, hey, we don't have any competition. I think as far as tech goes, there hasn't been much, much that's been started that's really at all directly competitive to what we're doing. I think you have seen, to your point, a whole bunch of new companies launching that are doing stuff in commercial real estate tech, right? Everybody from, you know, VTS and Hightower, who are now just VTS, who do like asset management stuff and are doing fantastic work. Obviously, you have all these like co-working spaces, which try to position themselves or at least are raising money from the same groups of tech investors. WeWork, Knotel, Convene, Industrious, and a whole bunch of others. And then, you know, we're involved here with a group called Metaprop, which is like a real estate tech accelerator. You know, they have companies that do everything from, you know, like energy efficiency in buildings to utilization of space and everything in between. And those are all tech companies that touch commercial real estate. But for better or worse, and it's not necessarily a good thing or a bad thing, there's more than enough deals for a whole bunch of us to be doing. But you haven't seen too much actually playing in the brokerage space.
Great to connect with Jonathan Wasserstrom of Squarefoot today. Squarefoot's team of trusted commercial real estate experts, armed with their own technology to help guide tenants from initial inquiry to lease signing and beyond. We'll be following closely as Squarefoot expands to additional markets and attracts talent to its ever-growing team. And now, a word from our sponsor.
Want daily interviews with real estate investors and none of the fluff? Go to bestevershow.com, where Joe Fairless interviews daily real estate investors and entrepreneurs about their best advice ever. Go to bestevershow.com.
And that concludes our show. I'm excited to follow Jonathan and Squarefoot's technology-driven approach to tenant representation grow in 2018. You can find out more about Jonathan and Squarefoot in the show notes. Please subscribe to The Real Estate Innovators and leave a review wherever you subscribe to podcasts, which helps us grow our audience. You can find out more about me and Founders Grove Capital at foundersgrovecapital.com. Until next time, innovators.